Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden is heading out on the campaign trail today ahead of next week's midterm elections. His first stop, New Mexico. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the president will meet voters at a rally in Albuquerque.
President Biden is expected to revisit a number of topics that he's touched on in recent weeks, including his administration's efforts to battle inflation and the importance of protecting democracy. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says voters have a choice in front of them.
Do you want a congressional Democrats and a president that's working every day to deliver for the American people? Or do you want congressional Republicans who are doing the complete opposite, who want to increase energy costs, who want to increase your health care premiums? And we feel that there are many places where he can have that conversation.
Biden's trip to New Mexico comes as Democrats fight to retain control of both the House and Senate in the upcoming midterm. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
North Korea has fired another missile today, hours after it fired three others. One of the earlier missiles may have been a long-range rocket. Japanese officials initially thought a missile may have overflown their country, but they later retracted that statement. In Pakistan, there's been an apparent assassination attempt on former Prime Minister Imran Khan. Police say Khan was shot in the leg by a gunman who also wounded several other people. The BBC's Samira Hussein reports Khan has been leading a march toward Pakistan's capital, calling for snap elections.
Television footage shows a conscious Imran Khan with a bandage on his right leg being taken away in another vehicle. A member of parliament has confirmed the former prime minister was shot in the leg. His party says he is now somewhere safe, getting medical attention. The former prime minister has been leading a demonstration march for the last 7 days, calling for new elections following his ouster from office back in April. The government has repeatedly said it will hold elections next year as planned.
The BBC's Samira Hussein reporting. Stocks open lower this morning, extending Wednesday's sell-off. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped more than 350 points in early trading.
Stocks initially rallied yesterday when the Federal Reserve hinted it may soon slow the pace of interest rate hikes. But investors didn't about-face when Fed Chairman Jerome Powell warned a slowdown does not mean rates are about to level off. Indeed, Powell says rates will likely have to go even higher than had been forecast a couple of months ago in order to curb stubbornly high inflation. Inflation in the UK is even higher. The Bank of England followed the Fed today by raising its own benchmark interest rate by 0.75 percentage point. New claims for unemployment benefits showed little change last week. Layoffs are still rare in the tight U.S. job market. The Labor Department is set to report on October's job gains tomorrow. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is now down about 330 points. This is NPR. Officials in southern Ukraine say the troubled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has been knocked offline again. The plant is using all of its backup diesel generators. The nuclear facility is run by Ukrainian workers, but it is controlled by Russian military forces. This has been the scene of risky fighting. UN nuclear officials have been trying to create a demilitarized zone around the nuclear facility. The Environmental Protection Agency says it will funnel more than $50 million into communities to help them monitor air pollution. From member station WWNO, Hallie Parker reports environmental advocates are energized.
EPA officials say more than 100 communities across the country could benefit from an influx in federal money to help them understand what's in the air they breathe. Robert Taylor, a South Louisiana advocate fighting pollution from petrochemical plants, says the money is reinvigorating a decades-long fight in an area known as Cancer Alley.
The onslaught of this chemical industry and its resulting devastation in terms of the health of our community was being ignored, and the people here now do have hope.
Money to fund the community air monitoring projects will come from the Inflation Reduction Act and American Rescue Plan. For NPR News, I'm Hallie Parker in New Orleans.
The World Series is now tied at 2 games apiece. The Houston Astros blanked the Philadelphia Phillies last night 5-0 in a no-hitter. Game 5 is tonight in Philadelphia. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
Support.